What about the issue of CNS mets and carcinomatous meningitis and dose of erlotinib? Mark Sosinski was on one of our programs and talked about a patient he had where he used high pulse doses. He was trying to get into a study. I think you guys are actually doing the study.
Yeah. Dave Jackman at Dana-Farber is running that study.
Right. What's the deal there?
Well, the main problem is that the levels in the CSF are very, very small. So the idea is if you give a high pulse of it, maybe you can get concentrations high enough in the CSF where you can get some cell death. And there is reason to think that it's more important to get high dose for a brief period of time than chronically at a lower dose. Charles Sawyers from Memorial Sloan Kettering just published a paper where he showed high transient dose is enough to make those cells die. And so the idea makes sense. Just get a high enough dose at least one time to kill some of those cells. I don't really know a lot of data from the trial. I've heard that there's been a few patients where it looks like it helped them. I think for the most part, it's a transient benefit. I don't think it's a home run.
What about the rest of lung cancer? You mentioned that this sort of oncogene addiction model is probably going to be a very small part of it. Any thoughts about, you know, how we can attack the rest of this disease?
I think that that's pretty hard. We have nothing in the clinic yet that means anything to me. What I'm focusing on, and I think what others are focusing on now too, is we're trying to look at what happens in oncogene addiction. When we started, we were talking about it's kind of at the top and is activating all these signals in the cell. So what are the important signals in the cell that it is activating, and can we just go right at them? The problem is that there's not one signal that's so important, but it's a combination of them. So we're probably looking at trying to combine, or the approach that I'm looking at now is combining different therapies that will hit those downstream signals, you know, that was downstream from EGFR, that was downstream from ALK, downstream from HER2. Since there is no captain at the head of the ship, but these signals are being activated by multiple different ways, just going after the two or three most important signals with combination therapies. And we can do a pretty good job when we do that in preclinical models and mice and stuff like that. I know this is coming to the clinic, but it's probably another year until it gets to the clinic combining these therapies.